How has your dog gotten you into trouble because of something he's eaten? Get into that a little bit here. It's a setting the bar story first, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Set the bar for your day very low. Stars Chloe's dog. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your dog eat your engagement ring before the wedding, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, Charlie is the dog. He's an Australian Shepherd. He thought it looked lovely and decided, you know what? I'm going to chew on this ring. I guess she must have taken her ring off to maybe, like, wash dishes or take a shower. I don't know. It was off of her hand. It wasn't on her finger when the dog decided to eat.
Well, yeah, a lot of times you take rings off to put lotion on, or like you said, do dishes or whatever, do housework sometimes, right.
So the dog was chewing on the ring. It popped the diamond out of the prongs.
Oh, no.
And the diamond went down the dog.
No!
Oh, so no. Chloe, figuring her dog had eaten it, started... doing what we all would have done. And what do you think that is, Kelly?
Sifting through dog poop over the next couple of days?
Yep, sure did. Sure did. Started examining that.
Oh, gosh.
If it twinkles, it might be my diamond ring.
Oh, gosh. Invest in some really good gloves.
the diamond hadn't been insured.
And, oh, no.
Yep. And it's before her wedding. And so this is just absolute chaos.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because of her Australian Shepherd, Charlie, who just got a little hungry and thought it was sparkly and thought it might be tasty and decided, you know what, I'm going to chew on this little ring.
Oh, the mounting is kind of a little bent, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, going to have to get that fixed. They can fix that. They can fix that.
Now, listen, there is a shimmer of good news in this.
Yeah.
Because 2 days after the dog ate it.
Shimmer and poo?
Shimmer and poo was discovered.
Yay.
And they found the ring.
Yay.
Yep, 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 yep.
Oh, that's
great. That is literally stalking your dog every single time he goes out to.
Absolutely.
And you know, sometimes dogs don't want to, they get a little modest when it comes down to it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, why are you watching me? And then they'll kind of like watch you watch it.
Yes.
And you're like, no, just go. Just go.
I feel like I need some privacy. You're hovering too much.
Right,
you're
exactly. You're exactly. Hovering. So you're setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your dog eat your engagement ring before the wedding, you're doing okay.
Well, and apparently the fiance rolled into town to help out with the dirty deed, she said. So he comes in like a savior because he must live out of town or something. But wow.
Yeah.
Found it. And I love the way that she's like, my dog's such a material girl. She ate my diamond.
Right. Yes.
Documenting the whole thing on TikTok.
Exactly. Exactly. Her little TikTok. Right. So what crazy thing has your dog eaten and maybe gotten you into trouble for?
We had twice. Our former regime of dogs got into, I think it was Valentine's Day candy. Like the kids came home with like a box of, you know, from their school party.
Uh-huh.
No idea how much she ate. So took her to the little emergency room, dog emergency room, spent the night, pumped her stomach, all the things. Our second regime of dogs got into Halloween candy. When we unfortunately left the bag downstairs in the basement. They found it, got in.
They have
no idea how much they ate.
They haven't gotten into anything of yours, right?
No, they did eat a plastic bracelet of my daughter's.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Little plastic beads.
All right. We'll take some of your stories coming up. 502-795-1997. Still 12 out of 10 on the good pup scale.
Absolutely.
All right. It's 99.7 EJX.